two of the top 10 teams in the state. East Forsyth, number 6, according to Max Preps. Mount Tabor is number 10. Ball teed up at the 40-yard line as Bowen Blackwell will kick it away for Mount Tabor. Toe meets leather, and off we go. In the first Friday of October, two running backs in the backfield with Baker, and now on first down, they'll hand it off up the middle and breaking through and getting into the open field. Racing down the sideline is Corey Blair, and Blair's going to take it all the way. He's going to backpedal into the end zone for an East Forsyth touchdown. Now out of the timeout, first down and 10 for Tabor at the East Forsyth 33. Albright, play fakes, now rolls out. Looking downfield, surveying, still rolling out. Pressure on the backside, flips it, has Peterkin inside the 20, inside the 10. Hurdles over a man, gets into the end zone. Touchdown, Mount Tabor. Snook Peterkin on the seemingly innocent play. Takes it 33 yards for the score. First down and 10 at the Mount Tabor 17-yard line. 1:45 to go in the first quarter. Eagles trying to snap a 7-7 tie. Rottweiler in the backfield with Bryce Baker off to his left. Baker, number 2 in the white jersey, barking out signals. And he'll take the snap. Drops back to throw. Here comes the pressure up the middle. Baker eludes, looks, throws, back in the end zone. Catch made. Touchdown, East Forsyth. Jai Richburg able to work his way along the back line and make the easy catch with nobody around him for the score.
Is that a
Blackman?
Oh, that's a piece of equipment. I thought it was
lost
a flag.
His shoe. He actually tossed away his shoe. And now Blackman gets the handoff up the middle, slamming his way forward into the end zone. Touchdown, Mount Tabor. Naz Blackman with one cleat on is able to get 2 yards and a touchdown. Now the extra point attempt by Andy Diaz is blocked, and that preserves the lead for East Forsyth. 6:03 remaining in the first half. It is 14-13. Eagles still in front. Out of the shotgun with two wideouts to the left, one to the right. On first and goal, Baker looks right, lobbing, back right corner of the end zone, catch made, touchdown East Forsyth. J.P. Gilchrist on the corner route, makes the grab, sticks both feet down in bounds, and has the touchdown just before halftime. Lane Albright takes a shotgun snap, he will drop down to a knee, and that's going to bring us to the end of the first half. A lively matchup here between two of the top 10 teams in the state. East Forsyth leading Mount Tabor 21-13. Pair of running backs with Bryce Baker in the backfield. On first and goal, handoff. It's Blair right up the gut into the end zone. Touchdown. Corey Blair with his second rushing score of the day, and the Eagles extend their lead in the third quarter. Midway through the third quarter, Shell lining up to Albright's right. Highlighter green gloves and cleats. And as Albright claps his hands, might have a free play here. Hand off to Kamari Shell. Shell up the middle. There goes Shell into the secondary. Bursting through into the end zone. Touchdown, Mount Tabor. Kamari Shell on the delay handoff. Goes 35 yards to get the Spartans right back in it. Second down and 11 from the 15. Albright from the shotgun. Naz Blackman goes in motion as the H-back. On second down, handoff Shell up the middle. Shell bursting through, staying on his feet. Inside the 5, tripped up, and he is in. Touchdown, Mount Tabor. Kamari Shell stumbling, bumbling, but somehow getting the football across the plane. And now Tabor is within 2 points of tying this game. Now Mount Tabor going into a swinging gate with Snook Peterkin as the quarterback. They're going for two here. A sideways snap, lunging forward and getting in. A 2-point conversion for Mount Tabor. Kamari Shell takes it in, and we're tied at 28 with 10:05 to go. Now second down and 10 from the Mount Tabor 48-yard line. Baker takes a snap, design rollout to the right.
There
looks,
he is.
Fires downfield, has a man open. Catch made inside the 10, inside the 5. Touchdown East Forsyth. Kendall Sawyer able to get behind the defender and go 48 yards for the go-ahead score. Sawyer had 5 catches for 30 yards the entire season. That one goes for 48 alone and gives East Forsyth the lead with 3:17 left. Fourth down and 7 for Mount Tabor, trying to extend the game with 1:41 left. Down 35-28 from the 37-yard line. Albright takes a snap. Back to throw. Has time. Looks. Throws. Pass caught but brought down after a minimal gain. The catch is made by Naz Blackman. He is brought down after a gain of 2, And East Forsyth takes over on downs and celebrates with 1:23 left. We're down to 30 seconds remaining, and East Forsyth does not have to snap it anymore. After running rampant over their first five opponents this season, the East Forsyth Eagles pass their first true test, rallying for a 35-28 win over Mount Tabor to remain unbeaten on the season.